Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Thanks in part to the new tax law, earnings rose last year for HNI Corporation. The Muscatine-based maker of office furniture and fireplaces reports a profit of $2 per share in 2017, compared with $1.88 the previous year. That includes a one-time tax benefit of $45 million, resulting from the federal tax overhaul. Sales, though, fell by 1.3%. People will soon be able to experience traveling over and under the new I-74 Mississippi River Bridge. A couple of years ago, the Iowa Department of Transportation hired Iowa State University to create a virtual reality program, and it'll open at the Moline Library on Friday. Kimball Olson from the Iowa DOT says people put on a headset to experience the new bridge in 3D, and standing up and walking around is the best way to see it.
So that you can move around a little bit within the confines of a working space, typically at least 6 feet by 8 feet. We prefer a space about 10 feet square. That allows you to move freely within that space and see how you can actually move around in that 3D environment. And it tracks you and places you in that artificial environment at full scale.
The bridge design team had already created lots of 3D computer images to begin with, and it cost $52,000 to create the virtual reality experience. Most of those funds were already in the budget to teach the public about last year's muscle relocation project. Besides flying over the I-74 Mississippi River bridges or driving and walking on them, people will be able to dive underwater to find out and learn about these species of mussels. The virtual reality program will open on Friday at the Moline Library, and it's set to be there until May. Families affected by the 2008 Northern Illinois University shooting that killed 5 and injured 21 are remembering their loved ones 10 years later. The students were killed on February 14, 2008, when a gunman entered an ocean science class at NIU and began shooting. A university spokesman says since the deaths of the students, more than 1,800 people have donated $745,000 to the Forward Together Scholarship Endowment. The scholarship fund has allowed the university to award $4,000 each to 50 students so far in the names of the murdered students. This week, survivors, parents, students, first responders, school officials, and others are planning to gather in DeKalb in honor of the victims. While pelicans living on Mississippi River islands are in danger of losing their habitat to erosion, but officials who take care of the Upper Mississippi River Refuge have applied for federal funds to help restore 5 islands where thousands of pelicans live. Ed Britton is the manager of the Savannah District of the Refuge, and he says flooding has changed over the years, and he and other wildlife experts are very concerned about erosion of the islands.
Last year, we had 2 to 3 months of water levels much, much higher than normal. It used to be in spring, we would get a high water event, a flood event, and it would go down during the summer. Now we may get high water events the entire summer, the entire fall. There's a new normal, put it that way.
Britton hopes the project receives money set aside for habitat restoration after the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. That disaster killed thousands of pelicans in the Gulf of Mexico. The Upper Mississippi River Refuge application has already advanced through a few rounds of the review process. But Britton says even without the federal mitigation funds, the Fish and Wildlife Service will continue to work to restore the pelicans' habitat. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.